nothing.
It was a little bit of a
rancid nut.
My microphone, my little bit like
my. I don't think my microphone's on.
I don't think we're on either. Hello, was this thing on?
You know what
this
kind
is
of
the
a
most,
nut?
This, you know what? This reminds me of my honeymoon. One of them.
Which one?
Are you on now, sister? Oh,
I'm on,
I think
I'm
I hear
on.
You.
Yeah, I hear you.
When you've been eating nuts, but it doesn't really seem like it afterwards. There's this slickness.
Is it like a diet nut? Is it a low calorie
I
nut?
I wonder if there was a wrapping around the nut. Were we supposed to like unwrap
yes.
the nut?
You
decanted them, but did you unwrap them?
You remember
them?
Those rice candies? They were wrapped in the rice paper and you could eat the paper.
Why aren't there more
packages like that?
What if we ate the paper this time, but we weren't supposed to?
What about those
I
packages
not
now?
Care for
you
that.
Can't even get them open with a scissor. No. Why not rice
I
paper?
I'm all worked up, and I'm still hungry, but hello!
Hello!
Welcome
to the broadcast!
We're so glad to
We're
be here.
We're thrilled to be
Delighted
here.
Delighted to be here as your hostesses with the mostesses for
the broadcast! I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous. Filson Sisters!
Ooh,
oh my gosh.
From the diaphragm.
Or
your IUD, whatever. You do you.
I use the sponge. You probably think you're hearing double.
You haven't cleaned in a day in your life.
Yeah, right. And of course you are. We are a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
Yep. And people can't tell us apart most of the time. And I don't want you to feel bad about it, not for a second.
It happens to everybody.
We have fun with it. And we always have. Okay?
And because our name sounds familiar to you,
of course
it's a household name.
Yeah.
Much like a cleanser.
Yes.
We
much
are those
like cleanser.
Filsons of the Filson
family, Filbert fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A fortune built on nuts. Mm. The Filbert. A nut fortune.
That makes us a rich couple of nuts. And we know about nuts, which we had a prior argument before we came on because we had a guest earlier and we
didn't care for the nuts.
Some nuts that we don't care for.
People
and I'll tell you,
us,
I've had a lot of nuts in my mouth.
Oh, boy.
And these,
Those were not good.
No, they were not good.
There's an aftertaste that's lingering and I'm not fond.
But you know who's a nut?
You're a nut.
I guess
the luckiest.
I guess it would make
cute.
Us a pair of nuts.
Oh, you're so cute. Oh, you're
I'm going to
so
tell
cute.
You a little story about our father, Phil Filson.
May he rest in peace.
God rest his soul.
Yes.
He put each of his daughters on one knee, and he'd say, "My beautiful, identical twin daughters, don't rest on your nuts.
Nope.
Go out there in the world and make a difference." And so here we are. And tell us where we are.
Okay, so here we are
sister?
On Vashon
this
Island.
This is the sad part.
Now, if you're listening out there in the great wide world, and for your sake, I hope that you are, Vashon is an actual place. And it's as if it's an island, but it's so small. And yes, they have a town. They call it a town. It doesn't feel like a town. It doesn't have any of the things a town would have. It doesn't have any people in the town. Maybe there's a couple people walking around, and I don't know.
But I not after 8 p.m., for sure.
Never.
They turn all the lights off, the lights were ever on.
And there's no traffic lights.
There's no Cheesecake Factory.
There's no Starbucks. There's no Target. There's no Macy's.
There's no Saks. There's no moisturizer to speak of. Have you seen the women out here?
The women out
and
here
the open-toed shoes.
They wear shoes made of rubber. They dress in a fashion that makes you think, are they okay?
And there's so many Subarus. Makes you think there's a lot of snow.
But there's not. It's very strange.
It's confusing.
A very unusual place. It's located near Seattle, which, you know, is cosmopolitan-ish. It's in Washington.
I think they're known for
the heroin. Washington.
They're
very much known
grunge,
for the heroin.
And the coffee.
But you'd think that people would be trimmer here on Vashon, but it's not what I found.
I don't know what I found.
You know, God bless
not
them.
Not a girdle in sight.
There's so many trees. We don't live here.
More than average.
Thank goodness. But we come here for the show on The Voice of Vashon. And is it court ordered?
Yes. But we love making a difference.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Voice of Vashon on KVSH 101.9, streaming live at thevoiceofvashon.org.
Naturally, they call it that. And are you so excited about this, sister?
I love to hear your topic.
Babies. It takes a... How do I want to say this?
Say it.
We don't have children, and why the hell would we? But I think it takes longer for a baby to be born. No, a shorter time for a baby to be born than for me to write the topic of a show.
Because you take your time.
I put a lot of thought into
it. You think about it.
It doesn't
you
have to mean anything, but it has to have a...
It has
It's like
to
a
have...
lullaby in a will. It's my lullaby to the world, the topics of our show.
That's beautiful.
You're welcome, world. So tonight's topic on the broadcast, from tater tots to TikTok, a karaoke queen's campy tale of hot dishes and homegrown hits. Subtitle, to be determined.
Wow, that is exciting.
You know, I usually have a subtitle, and tonight I just thought it was,
It feels like it was built right in.
You had me at tater tots anyway.
I'd love a tater tot.
And of course, as always, we have a fabulous guest with us here tonight on the broadcast. Does that topic intrigue and entice you?
Very much.
Make you wonder what you've been missing?
Yeah.
Make you want to order takeout?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Either way, we'll talk.
But first,
a very favorite segment.
What are we wearing and where did we wear it? Well, my friends, I'm so happy to tell you that we are feeling good because we are back from the Grand Resort Hotel Shambhala Ananda Elite Lymphatic Drainage Center for the Elderly on Bali.
Naturally.
In Bali? I don't know.
Around
the elderly, of course, a new term for an old category, the ultra wealthy and ultra elderly, of which we're glad to be
guilty.
A part of. Yeah.
It's a beautiful time of year to have your lymph strain. It's very refreshing.
It feels great. My inner thighs, however, remain quite tender.
And you miss most of your sessions.
Well,
explain.
There are more than one thing that can. Well, okay.
A little surf, a little sun.
A little sambal.
Was that his name?
Who?
Sambal.
What?
Our valet.
Who?
The cute little man who drove us around.
And what about him?
Is he Sambal?
Is he Sambal? I don't know what you're talking about.
He's spicy.
Oh. So. Okay, Nancy.
You're
on fire tonight.
Anyway, you look
great.
You
look great.
When your identical twin sister tells you look good, you know you look good.
Your ensemble tonight
needs a man?
Simply. I mean, it's almost blinding. You've got electric orange. You've got gold brocade from head to toe. Check Instagram soon enough, and the pictures will be there, because the way you're shining tonight,
and
it's like the top of the Chrysler Building. And I'm not just talking about your hair. What?
I understand what you're saying. It's twin talk.
It's twin talk.
It's also radio.
Yeah.
But when she says that I look fabulous, I want you to take her word for it.
Thank you.
My sister, consequently, is wearing a beautiful orange caftan with some gold brocade.
Yeah.
And once again, that's my necklace, and you're welcome. You look great in it.
I appreciate it.
You have a beautiful accoutrement in your hair tonight,
much as I do.
And
ties it together.
You look comfortable, you look cozy, and you look chic.
Thank you for saying it.
It's kind of that athletic with
athleisure. Yes, this is very much
athleisure.
I appreciate that. A lot of people don't know that we sort of invented the category athleisure because we're very athletic in our own way.
We travel a lot.
And we're very leisurely.
Being leisurely is an athletic sport for us. Also, both of our outfits are very flammable because we believe in buying American.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where were we?
Let's say hello to our engineer.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, ladies.
We're still fighting for the last show.
Fine.
What have you been up to? Tell us about your newest adventures.
Worldwide Global News.
What is this?
Oh, my. It is a new website.
Yeah.
Worldwide Global. Worldwide Global News.
Just a little global.
And we do stories from around the world. For instance, we had a story a couple of weeks ago about a manatee found right here on a local pond.
What?
Because back in the 60s, there was Manatee Sea World here in Washington.
You're kidding me.
You know, they had orcas down in San Diego.
Sure.
Well, we see orcas all the time.
Yeah,
so they brought in manatees.
Manatees.
Oh, my gosh. The crazy shows they would do with these things.
Manatees.
Manatees. I'm going to write a hit song.
That sounds great. So we can find out about this on your website.
Exactly.
And what's your website again?
WorldwideGlobalNews.com.
.com, because you know he means
good
biz.
For you for getting that .com.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't do
congratulations.
We can't do without Chris Austin, but especially not without our sponsors. And now a word from our sponsor.
Enjoy yourself with the Big Band Banger. We're all abuzz about the new and improved combination transmitter radio and self-massaging tool for the oldest set.
From mellow to hello, you can enjoy the sounds of yesteryear with three convenient settings, starting with Lawrence Welk, Benny Goodman, and a climactic Cab Calloway. Batteries not included.
Simply send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Big Band Banger at 555 West Hollywood Boulevard, Beverly Hills, California, 90210.
Everyone's a buzz about the big band banger. And enjoy yourself. The pregnant pause. But you won't get pregnant from it.
No, that's the beauty of it.
And now, a favorite segment. Our guest today is Chantel Jackson.
All right.
She is a singer / songwriter, a chef, a real-life lunch lady, a caterer, a karaoke singer, a doer of good deeds. And I'm exhausted just from reading that list,
no
Chantel.
Kidding.
You're also a champion of diversity. Your s'mores program, you're going to have to tell us all about it. And while you do, I'll pour you a drink. If you don't worry. We do, but I think Chantel is one of my favorite guests. I said, you want a little sip on the air? I think she's going to say either white or red, and she said, I'll have whiskey. So she's going for the brown, and that's downtown. And here we go.
Chantel.
Hello.
You're a busy woman.
Busy. I am, man. I don't know why.
Do you sleep?
No.
Don't sleep now. You're live on the air on Vashon
Island. When I shouldn't be asleep, like meetings. And like, hopefully I don't.
So you're telling me you really do all these things. You're a singer-songwriter. You have music videos. You have music out there. You cook. You cater. You make meat pie props. I mean, what do you not do?
Make meat pie props, yes. I don't fly. I wish I could fly like Peter Pan. That's the only thing I don't do.
Oh, yet. We did that back from like 1972 to 76. It was so much fun. Yeah. But peyote was just on
we
the scene.
We can connect you with a fella if you're interested.
Okay. Flying.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. What do you have a priority when you've got so many hats that you wear? What are you into?
Ooh, first priority, of course, is Camp Self. That is
now tell us about
lady.
This. We've just actually learned from this from our earlier guests. We somehow, it's court ordered, are going to be an MC for a wilderness program gala.
Gala.
I don't know how galas go together with wilderness, but we'll figure it out. And we heard that you are the caterer for this particular event that we're going to be at. So crazy connection there.
You cook
at a place
there.
Called Camp
You're
Self.
You're the chef. Mm-hmm. We don't, the lunch lady. Yeah.
Wow.
I am literally a lunch lady for over 2,000 kids during the summer.
Oh, now that gave me agita just thinking about it.
Why doesn't everybody use birth control pills? That's the first
thing
I
thought
of. That's
too many children.
Wow.
That is too many children. What do you cook for them? What do the kids like to eat these days?
Oh, man. You know, Mondays we have spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love spaghetti.
Tuesdays is Taco Tuesday.
Naturally.
Of course.
The iteration. Wednesday is like my Asian flair, whichever one I want to do for that day.
Okay.
Sesame
Asian
chicken,
persuasion.
Teriyaki. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thursdays is always a... we call it, hold on, Thursdays.
Oh, shoot, she forgot to feed them on Thursdays.
I forgot to feed them on Thursdays.
Sack lunch.
You know what, sack lunch.
And then they're really
absolutely
hungry on Fridays.
That is my go-to, sack lunch. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I love sack lunches. Until we have to make it, like, single out, like, actually build the sack lunches.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when it's like, no. But when it's like a cart, like, here, I'll put some bread out. I'll put
I love a buffet.
A no-host bar.
Exactly.
Love a buffet.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's
a
nice
touch. And we love
touch.
A brunch, too. Do you feed them only lunch just that one time a day, or do they also get breakfast?
We get 3 meals a day plus snack.
Oh my gosh.
Very hungry. Snacking, too?
Yep.
You know, if you give them, there's certain pills you can give them, and then they will only need to eat once a day. And that's all we did
in the 1880s.
You could get by with an orange, and then you had dinner, and that's all you need.
Yeah, you know what? With diversity, I'm really big on fasting. Like, how come we can't fast like a couple
there
meals?
There you go.
That's it.
That's many it. Cultures do.
You know, sustainable.
Yeah, very sustainable.
Good for the environment.
Yeah. Good for the environment.
And good for the chef.
Yes. Yeah.
Give the woman a break. She needs a nap. And she stayed up all night writing a song, for God's sake.
Facts.
So is that like a 9-to-5 job, and you're at the camp all week while the kids are there, and then you go off maybe to your villa the rest of the time? How does that work?
So summer camp is the heaviest season. So that's 9 weeks long. And pre-training for that. So it's about 12 weeks.
Okay. You have to live at the camp.
I live at the camp. Yeah, yeah, you have to. There's no
way.
In
a tent?
I have a little cottage on the water.
Oh, cottage on the water.
Okay,
that
listen,
sounds nice.
I have like a $2 million property.
Okay, that sounds okay.
Leave it. Look,
now we know why you like stuffing those sacks.
Yes. Okay.
Secrets out. Yes. She's got waterfront.
So I work usually like 4 a.m. to like 7-8 o'clock at night.
Oh,
during
no.
Those 9 weeks.
You can hardly
get into trouble during that time unless you're taking too much cocaine just to do the job.
You have helpers.
It depends.
First, it depends.
Yeah, because it's a It's, you know, with like getting over COVID and stuff.
Yeah, we've heard about it.
And quarantine, there's been like, you know, hard to get staffing.
Oh, Chantel.
So my first year, there was like me and like a couple other people.
Oh, honey.
And mind you, they're teenagers.
Oh, no. Oh, no, help no.
Teenagers? Yeah, teenagers.
That doesn't sound helpful.
Yeah. Teenagers are young
I've
adults.
I've heard they're hard to focus and really worth nothing much at all.
You know what? They're great. They are great. They keep me young and they keep my music lyrics and TikToks going.
Yeah, they. Yes. Oh, the young people do know. They know about the slang. They know about the music and the dance moves.
You can learn so much from them.
You can.
Mostly to bathe more regularly.
Yeah,
I have. I've been near a teenager recently, and it was not pleasant.
We try to keep a teen on staff so that they can come and teach us the latest moves. So we try to stay current. You know.
Yeah. They were the first people to show us about the Instagram crackers, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah. When we know all the TikTok dances, we have to.
Most
we have to stay relevant. You know.
You got to.
You know. Yeah. That's
it's
right.
It's good for our calves. Too.
Yeah. Okay, so you do the day, the cooking all day and into the night. My goodness.
And then what happens? Do you kumbaya around the fire or do you got your own space?
I have my own space.
All right.
Can you bring a lover to camp?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I don't mind camping. As long as I have my hair dryer and a lover, I am fine with camping.
Absolutely.
And a cottage on
nice
the water.
View.
Yes. Yep. Like, look, as long as they can pass a background check, you can bring whoever you can to camp.
I had never thought
good,
of that.
Nice. That's very, very good.
A background check, how novel. I used to just check their back hair. That's kind of what we do back then.
Okay, now what are you doing the rest of the year when it's not that heavy summertime? You still live at the camp.
Still live at the camp.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually about late October to April is the slow season.
Mm-hmm.
That's when if I'm camp related, it's like menu planning, meetings, trying to figure out how we can execute, have
the
a better
business.
Summer next summer.
Yeah, the business.
And
business.
You did this big thing we heard about called s'mores.
S'mores diversity.
Tell us about this.
Yeah, so it's s'more diversity because you want s'more diversity.
Oh, that's
see what
cute.
I did there.
God, it's
so
I
cute.
It.
Marketing genius. I'm trying to tell you guys.
Mm-hmm. You've done it. We're in.
We're done. Here. Yeah, because basically, so I came to Vashon, grew up in Tacoma.
Okay.
Coming to Vashon, never even heard of this place. Born and raised in Tacoma.
Neither
never heard
we.
Of
neither
it.
Neither we. And we wish we'd never had.
Yeah, and I looked around. I'm like, okay. First thing I did was Google how many black people live.
How many?
In it was under a very small amount.
0.07%.
It was a half person.
That's not a lot.
That's not even a person.
That's like, not even a person.
Yeah. That's someone who traveled from there's one like, to
yeah,
the end.
Yeah.
So you coming here like tripled the numbers.
I tripled the numbers.
Thank yes. you.
No, facts.
They're so grateful.
The numbers have went
you
up
elevated.
I've been so grateful.
I've been like Moses trying to get people to come over. Come on over. Keep me company. But no, so I was just pretty kind of lonely and isolated a little bit. Even at the camp, there's not a lot of people of color on the staff. Not a lot of people of
not
color.
The kids?
Not
no?
the kids. Hardly any of the kids. So I was like, you know, I'm about to start a camp because I need to see some of my people around me so I don't feel so isolated.
We know that feeling.
Yeah.
And,
that's why we stick together. We never see people who know how to dress well.
No.
Very, very few people know how to dress well on this island.
To sing and to dance at the same time.
0.2%.
Yeah.
And it's the two of us.
See?
Yeah. So you did this.
We're hearing you.
And I think this is making a big difference. How many kids did you have come to camp?
We had about 40 sponsored the first summer.
Very
Chantel.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Kids.
Well done.
Yeah, we I put a TikTok out and told everybody about the situation and we raised over $25,000 just on TikTok.
No.
Amazing. Yep. The TikTok is like the Pony Express from our days.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how we got the first 40.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And was that was your first year?
That was my first year.
All right.
And then
give us
I wanted
some more.
To take it a little bit further because I just wanted to see what it was like to design my own camp. You know, there's power in spaces. And so that's where some more diversity came from.
Yes.
Is because I never experienced camp. And I never experienced Vashon. So when I came out here, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like Camp Rock. Like, this is like, you know, every camp movie you ever saw on TV. And it's like, oh no, my people didn't experience
with
this.
Less foxier people, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. You know?
Cutoffs and
so
they
I
should probably
them,
shave.
So I just designed, I just asked them, how do we design a camp? Like, just got like a cool little rubric and just put my like spice to it. And then, we had our first, some more diversity where we had over 150 people registered who's never been to camp before.
Stop come it.
Again.
Yeah, people of color. So
he's changing lives.
Trying. And so now we have the next one coming up. May 6th and 7th is the next Some More Diversity Camp. It's a weekend, only $10 a person.
What? Lovely price point. Yep. Very smart.
So, they makes get canoeing, accessible. Cabin, get food.
That's not the barrier to going to camp.
Not
you can
barrier.
Just, you can be afraid of scorpions and bears. That's one thing. That's your problem.
I don't think a lot of children listen to our show, but if they were and they wanted to come to Samoa Diversity Camp, how do people find out about this?
So you just go register at campfireseattle.org.
So it's under their regular website. Very smart. Website. Also,
I think more likely there are very wealthy elderly people listening to our show. What if they want to donate? Can they do that?
Same thing. Campfireseattle.org and just follow the prompts. It's one of the main things is, would you like to donate? And then, you can sponsor a kid.
Please say yes sponsor to some more.
I love this.
Yeah.
I do too.
This is fun.
Oh my gosh.
This is a lot of fun. We never went to camp either growing up. We were too busy working. You know, we were spokes twins by the time we were a year and a half, and we were always working. And so we never really experienced a lot of the childhood things.
The leisure time was not our thing.
No, so we do it now. We do the leisure time now. There was a very, very scary period for us in our childhood where there was a time where it was very hip to be a triplet, and they tried to pawn us off as triplets. They brought one of our cousins into the act.
Shirley. She was always such a drag. Boy. And we had several movie deals at the time. And, eventually we said, we've got to do us.
Yeah.
And we said, we're only going to be us ever.
And it was, we said, no more. No more. Shirley, hit the road. And she wasn't happy about it.
We had nobody advocating for us. And that was fine.
Yeah.
We can manage. We were born wealthy and will most likely die wealthy, of course. We're very excited to see this camp south where all this magic is being made.
We should visit. Oh, I guess we will.
We're
going to
be helicoptering in, though. I heard the road is very treacherous there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely end up in the meadow.
The limo is too long, apparently, to get around most of the curves.
The hairpin
dangerous curves ahead, and they meant it.
They're not kidding.
Okay, so we've covered that. Now, before we had mentioned that you were also very, very talented I was going to say outside the bedroom, but that was talking about us. I just looked right
inside,
over at my
outside,
sister.
Anywhere.
Inside and on top. You were also very talented outside the kitchen, which could also be your bedroom. I don't judge. And as long as you pass a background check.
This next segment has nothing to do with campfireseattle.org.
No, this is not
sanctioned. This is now a disclosure. After hours, I am off the clock.
She is off the clock. And I am off the script. I'm very sorry about that. I wanted to talk about your singing. Yeah, I'm so excited about this because I know you can look at us and tell that we are also singers. It's known we've always been entertainers.
And absolutely.
So we knew
it's in
right
her blood.
And I
can tell when you walked in, it's in her blood.
Thank you.
Who she is.
Thank you.
Yep. Tell us about it. How do you entertain the people?
How do I entertain the
how
people?
How do you not?
Oh. How do you stop? I mean, how do you contain yourself, you know?
You know what? Sometimes I can't. Sometimes I can. It just kind of depends on when my ADHD cooks out or just bursts out.
But we understand.
Very helpful.
It's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Entertaining, man.
Have you always done that as well? Was it your calling?
Always done it. Yeah.
As a
young person,
you knew.
Yeah. Karaoke is like my main thing.
Oh, well.
That is my favorite thing to do.
Is that
right? All my life. As soon as I hit like 21 and could go to a bar, I was hitting up the karaoke streets.
Okay. We understand you. We understand you.
You may not know that we were...
This is a great... I'm so glad you brought this up. This is so... She's going to love this story. You know, we typically travel with a full band, a big band.
An entourage.
35
as well,
pieces.
Of course.
At least. Minimum, you know.
And back in the day, that's how we do. We didn't have recorded music.
Sure,
we would travel with our band, who were also our lovers.
A couple hairdressers.
Most of our hairdressers, obviously.
A nail person or two.
Massage therapist.
Now, I'm talking about... This was how many years ago? I can't even say. 50, years and years ago.
But who's counting?
We're on tour... We were touring. It was the Filson Sisters Cherry Blossom Brigade, right?
Yep.
We're touring the Orient. We don't call it that anymore.
I'll say it several times tonight, but you can't say
we
the
don't
Orient
call it that anymore.
Anymore.
It was the Broads and Blossoms. That was sort of like the nickname, and it was like
what a
big
show.
Tour. Oh, what a
the
show!
The pyrotechnics.
They
fireworks.
Loved us in Korea.
They still do.
We're very good friends with BTS.
This tour was what 69?
Yeah,
I mean, it was 1969. Everything. was wild in 69.
You know, it was like in 1969, everything was flipped on its head. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You couldn't really tell if you were coming or going.
Not in 1969.
Heads and tails.
No.
You didn't know.
And we had a hit song.
I'm sure you've heard about it.
It was a ballad of about a love affair with a famous military man of the Orient. You can't call it that
anymore. But don't call it that anymore.
General So Fine.
And he was.
Yeah.
He was.
And the B-side?
Sleeping with the Enemy.
Right.
Subtitled Going Back for Seconds.
Very subversive, all about World War II. It was beautiful song.
And about women taking their power back.
That's
really,
right.
In many ways, when the world was in turmoil.
That's right. Diplomacy has always been a strong suit for us.
Yeah. Twice.
Do you know what's a strong suit?
The kimono.
That is a strong
I
suit.
I do love that. The Nehru collar.
The Nehru collar is adorable. Chic. I have to say, we started so many trends. We toured Asia in 1969, and Nixon goes to China in 72.
Coinky dink?
I doubt it. So anyway, it's 1969. We're on tour. The whole band gets food poisoning or something.
I think it was from the blowfish.
I thought it was... I might have been syphilis. I don't know.
Can't
it doesn't
remember.
Matter. It doesn't matter. The point is, the band is sick, and we're in Tokyo or Kyoto. It's the one... It's got a K and a Y and a T. I don't know which.
And it's in the Orient, but you can't say that anymore.
Don't call it
don't
that.
Say that.
Don't call it
don't
that
say
anymore.
That.
And the technology, even back then, I'm telling you, cutting edge, right? So they're able to isolate the backing track off the whole album.
We sing along to our own music.
Yep.
And boom, karaoke was born.
Yep.
Did you know that started with us?
You guys started with
I know that's a long
a lot
story,
of people don't
but
know
we
that.
Had to tell you.
No.
We had to tell you it so that you would understand.
Thank you for
this
saying
is history.
So.
Yeah. The depth of the impact that we've had on the musical world.
In so many, so it's
so
like
many
tentacles.
Ways.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also the flowers.
Also the syphilis.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Absolutely.
As Miley says, I can buy myself flowers.
Yeah. I can buy myself flowers.
That's right. Do you do that? Would you do that for karaoke?
I haven't learned it yet.
Now, what is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh man, it depends on the crowd because you gotta look at the crowd and see what's wrong.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
It can go from like I like Journey, Separate Ways.
Oh,
like one of my favorites.
Very sentimental.
Very, very deep song.
Yeah. That's a good
you know,
one.
Steve Perry, good friend.
That's Faithfully.
But that's a lovely one too.
Yeah. That's a good one too.
Yeah.
Those pants, so tight.
Such tight pants.
But such a, because of that, a very broad range.
That helped.
Yep. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. A lot of people don't like him, but I don't care.
Why do you say?
Well, he's arrogant, rude. That's what a lot of people who know Steve say. But I don't mind because he's got beautiful hair.
Absolutely.
And he's got a beautiful voice.
Yes.
And that's all I
thought
need.
He was a ballerina in the bedroom. Very versatile.
Well,
very
it helps
flexible.
When you're small.
I did not say that.
But
she
I did.
Did.
I did.
True.
Okay, you like Journey. What else?
What else?
Alicia Keys.
Oh.
Alicia Keys.
Empire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not
Empire's,
bad.
Empire State of Mind.
That's the one. I love that song.
Girl on Fire or
yes,
I Got You.
Mm.
Oh, Alicia.
I love her.
Ballin.
She's so beautiful.
She's,
and she's so
she
talented.
She reminds me a lot of you, actually. She's very cutting
she's
edge.
She's got that natural beauty, too.
Gonna be me.
She doesn't wear the makeup anymore. Mm-hmm. I think that's so edgy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh,
it's
love
not
it.
For me.
No, not for me. No.
And
my
not
God,
for
no.
my sister. Please don't
not
ever do that to me.
Not for us.
It's
but
identical
I love
twin
that
sisters.
She does it.
We have a certain look that we have to
so
maintain.
You span the genres, the decades.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're digging into the 70s. You're digging into the 90s. You're going to learn Miley Cyrus, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, you do it all.
If you have to.
You read your crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important.
It's important.
It's important.
Know your audience.
Yep.
I think absolutely. This would be a good time to play our game.
Hot or not.
As you know, we love to play games as twins do. He's on
He's
it
good.
Tonight.
He's good.
So, well, this is very simple. We're going to give you a little category, and it has a lot to do with karaoke, because we started karaoke. You're welcome, world. And then we're going to play this little game where we give you just a sort of a category. And a karaoke, and you ask if it's...
We're going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Karaoke situations, and we're going to say, is it
is
hot
or is
not?
It not? And we
okay.
discuss.
We discuss. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to kick it
you
off.
You start it off.
Killing it. Clearly rehearsed. You got moves. You got levels. Hot or not?
Wait, what? Wait, what?
We're going to explain again.
You're at karaoke.
You're okay. at karaoke.
You're performing karaoke.
Okay.
Or someone
this
else is.
This is a scenario.
You watching?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a bystander. You're
watching.
On board. You're about to go on, or maybe you're on. We want to know, Is this hard or not? Well, you're really killing it. You're very clearly rehearsed. You've got all the moves. You got the levels.
You might even have
very slick.
Yeah. You like that? You like it a little more organic.
Wait, who's killing what?
The performer, the karaoke performer is so good. Uh-huh. They're so good. They have a dance to go with it. The whole thing is just perfection.
Perhaps okay. They have choreography.
Okay, so you're talking about, is the dancing with karaoke hot or not?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, sorry. I had to get it.
No, it's okay. It's all right. We're hard to understand.
No, it's hot. It's hot.
It's very hot. Yeah. Don't you think? What do you think?
Well, can I tell you?
I think I know what you're about to say.
I think you know what I'm going to say.
I do.
I love a well-rehearsed karaoke.
I
do. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I love it. I love it. But you know what I love even more? I love somebody who gets up there. They said, oh, I rolled into this bar. I didn't know it was karaoke. Oh, I like this song. I'll sing it. And they don't know all the words. They're reading it off the thing, but their heart is in it.
It may not be in the right key and the timing may be off, but I do like, I love the underdog.
I love it when
I'm excited with the slick performance.
They're just
for
coming
sure.
for it.
Yeah.
They're coming for it right from the heart or from the groin. They're letting it come mm-hmm, out mm-hmm. and they're just, mm-hmm. they're being moved by the music. Mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. me, I really enjoy a performance like that.
There was a very, very heavily bearded man we once enjoyed watching in a karaoke bar.
Tell us.
He had plaid. Mm-hmm. It was tucked in. He had some, I think they call those the Wranglers.
The Wranglers.
For wrangling horses or cows.
That have been pressed.
Or bison.
Yep.
They had been pressed. And he had a very manicured beard. He had a cowboy hat. Mm-hmm. He had the whole look.
The whole look.
You would never imagine that this man would ever get on a stage, except for maybe to be hung for some sort of crime in the Wild West.
Sure.
And he got on stage.
Yep.
And you know what he chose?
What do you think?
Evergreen by Barbra Streisand.
And it was beautiful.
It was.
Only song she ever wrote.
Yeah.
No chorus, no bridge.
Amazing.
Beautiful song.
Yeah. Mostly sung at really tepid white weddings. But yeah. I was just, and that is another good karaoke
white wedding.
Song. White wedding.
Right That's there, a great
actually.
One.
Yeah. But he was just like, God. Is Everett even going to go?
Do you remember?
Soft as an easy chair. Love. Fresh as the morning air. It's well known
it's
that
beautiful.
Most identical twins can't harmonize. It's a thing. But
they have to come together because twinning. You understand.
Yeah, well, thank you. Okay, next. Audience singing along in karaoke. Hot or not?
Hot.
I like it too. I like it too.
It's yeah. so fun.
It brings everybody gets community.
Involved.
Oh,
that's the fun of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every now and then you'll see a karaoke singer be offended, like, this is my time to shine. And I think you're misunderstanding the assignment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a karaoke bar in San Francisco in the Mission called The Mint? And if you haven't, get yourself there. Actually, I don't know if it's still there.
Can
I haven't
still
been there
say
in
that?
25 years.
Oh, you can. Okay.
I don't know. what this place is iconic. And the KJ, the karaoke jockey from Odd Day, was this beautiful young man, porcelain skin, long silken hair. And he would stand up there and sing Karen Carpenter's Superstar.
Oh, yes.
And blow
I remember that.
Your mind. You'd think, is he lip syncing? No.
It was his song.
A voice, stunning. Go there. Beautiful, wonderful, fantastic. Now, what about standing on the tables, dancing on the tables? Hot or not?
Oh, it depends. It depends on the foundation of the bar.
This is true.
Because if it's like a cowdy ugly, like sturdy, where it's welcoming.
It.
Yeah, it's welcoming. But if it's like your mom and pop, where it's just like a wobbly table and you're like, I've seen it happen.
Yeah, what the folding people, tables at the VFW
like
hall.
Joining you on stage during your karaoke song.
Have
How
you
do
seen
you feel
that?
About that?
Just people just can't
bum
take
rush.
It.
They can't handle it.
They're
and they
so
just want
excited.
To be on you.
They're like, Proud Mary, here we come.
That's it.
Yeah. man, again, it depends on the situation.
Yeah. And they're rolling with you.
Yeah.
And rolling.
Backup dancing is cute.
Yes.
But taking the mic is very.
That's not cute.
Don't touch my mic.
Don't touch the mic, man. It's there. It's a, there's an etiquette.
There's an etiquette.
You have to follow.
The kids
not
these
everybody
days
understands.
The kids talk about the mic drops these days, but we used to do the mic pop. People take it too close when we were on stage.
Pop them.
Oh, that's
a
good
mic
move.
Pop. Thank you.
And I would say, well, what about a mic drop at karaoke?
Not good.
Well,
not
I good. I just think it's disrespectful
your
to your
equipment.
Yeah.
Thank you. That.
No? Thank you.
That's a $15 microphone.
Exactly. If you're at the Eagles on Bashan Island,
which we've done karaoke
really
there,
you really don't want to drop the microphone. Because guess what? It won't work again. And wasn't that funny? Big move, big shot.
Yeah. That's how about harassing, fondling the karaoke jockey?
Is unwanted touch ever hot? Is what she's saying.
You know, it's not. It's not hot.
It's not hot.
I've been groped before doing karaoke.
Oh,
like sometimes guys can't help themselves because they'll be like, "Oh my god, you sing so good."
Well, and in just, general,
they just kind of. I'm just like, "Oh my gosh, yeah." And it's like not hot.
They think it's just.
But I've also been the aggressor too, so it's just like, you know.
They're like, "That Alicia Keys was all over me."
I mean, how many drinks were involved?
I think that sometimes people think you just gave your heart and soul up there on the stage. So now they think we'll love us. They feel so close to
That's
you.
Another song.
Like
so
how
good.
So many people thought they knew Oprah in the 90s. You don't know her.
No,
you just
really
feel
don't.
Close to her because you watch her on TV.
Yeah. That's a very odd example, but I'm sorry.
I'm smooth with
and
it.
What about
See, I
that?
Flirt with songs.
Yes. What about that?
I bet you do.
I flirt with songs. Like, if I like a KJ, I'll sing him a song. Like,
oh.
You know?
You
it's
work
like
the
unwritten language.
I see
unwritten
that.
Language.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a friend song. I usually just pull that one out. Or the happy birthday is really universal.
That's a great song.
That's
Thank
a good
you.
One.
It's
Thank
a pretty,
you.
Pretty melody.
Hell yeah.
Pretty melody.
And actually, we're going to discuss that just in general, like doing karaoke a cappella. For instance, they don't have the song or the backing track you're interested in. We actually witnessed this one time in the Orient. You can't say this any longer. But we witnessed a woman getting up and singing
Mercedes-Benz.
Yep.
By
dun, 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 dun. No, I don't
know. Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
They didn't have the song, and she said, "That's fine, I'll sing it anyway." And she just stood up and she sang.
That takes courage.
Is that karaoke, though, after all?
That's a great question.
It's a show. What is it?
What is it?
It's just a public display of singing.
Talent. Yeah.
Talent of bravery, for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of vulnerability there.
Yeah, I would say so.
And so we went with it.
I would
it.
Say so.
Until people started throwing
I'll never
sushi
forget
at
it.
Her.
Yeah.
What do you think about having liquid courage during karaoke? Is it important? Does it impede the experience of the audience or the performer, or does it enhance it?
Oh, man.
Great question.
I mean, talking from experience.
We are talking to you.
So it starts off great. The more I drink, the worser it gets.
Yeah.
So I say, catch me on my first two songs. Because there's some serious ballads and I'm singing my heart out. But by the end of the night, I'm singing God knows what.
Happy birthday
Happy
to
birthday.
You and me and you.
And I start doing comedy. Like, it's not even about singing anymore.
Oh, I've never
heard. Turn off the music.
Turn that down. I have a joke to tell.
It's really a hoot. It's really a hoot.
That does sound fun. That does sound fun.
For who or whom we will never know.
What about sober karaoke? Can you go to karaoke and not enjoy a drink?
Yeah.
For the right person.
Yeah.
For
absolutely.
Sober people.
Absolutely.
I'm sure there's sober karaoke out there.
I bet there is.
I don't care to go, but I just wouldn't be that fun. Oh, audience feedback. You ever watch? You might be too young for this.
She's
you remember the Gong Show?
I do remember the Gong Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Similar to that, but
the big
how
hook.
About some hook pulling off the stage, the big cane, the giant red cane. What do you think about the audience feedback?
It's probably one of the most important things.
Ooh, have you ever gotten poor feedback from an audience?
Oh yeah,
maybe on your
that's
on
after
your
I've drank too head. Much and it's
then
going
say,
into the worst
okay,
song.
Okay, sister, you're done.
Yes.
Time to wrap it up.
We're gonna wrap it
call
up.
Her Uber. She's done.
And also call Betty Ford.
We have
funny.
Someone
for you.
That was fun. You're good at this game.
I have so many good ones.
Two more.
This is one of my little bit of a pet peeve. One person singing one person singing four or five songs in one night. It's not a big deal when there's only four or five people there.
Yeah, but if you got a full room.
Well, yeah. But that depends on the KJ.
That depends on the KJ.
How about this? Two people singing the same song on the same night.
You know how I feel about it.
That's a lazy KJ, first of all. But
yeah,
I've got my opinion. You tell me.
That doesn't really happen a lot. A lot of times they catch it. They're like, we'll start.
What kind of professional places do you inhabit for karaoke in these parts?
Where
do you go?
How many karaoke bars do you have to choose from? Vachon Island.
Oh, man. Shoot, Snapdragon was doing it for a while.
Is that right?
Yeah, Snapdragon was doing it. The Eagles Place was doing it.
Sure.
Homegirl Leanne, she was doing it for a while at her events, pop-up events that she was having.
Okay. In a kitchen?
Yep. Let's see. But man, I know all the bars from here to freaking Florida. Like, where are you trying to go? That's my favorite thing to do. Like, I know all the spots. Like, I need
to
come up with a karaoke
out.
App because
hey,
I know.
That's a good idea.
I think you should be careful because a lot of people listen to this show. And
they're going
to
steal your idea. Trademark.
I think I just did. A karaoke
Chantel,
app.
That's a good idea.
Wherever it's at. What a brilliant idea. Yeah.
You remember when we were in Sedona? And we wanted to
Sedona,
do karaoke.
Sedona, Mexico? Or Sedona, Arizona?
Arizona.
Okay.
And we wanted to do karaoke. And we said, Jeff, find us a karaoke bar.
Jeff is our assistant.
Here's our
His
assistant.
Name is spelled G-E-O-F-F.
It's the homosexual, spelling. And he found us a karaoke bar. And I want to tell you how many people were there. Four, when we arrived.
Okay.
Okay?
It was our limo driver and my sister and I. That added up to four. Okay.
We love karaoke. The gal there, she had a CD with her own backing tracks.
Nice. That's,
she was very serious. She was probably glad we arrived because there was nobody else to watch us sing. And then a young gentleman arrived and he had a very big crush on my sister.
Well.
And he danced with her all
night. I think
night.
He thought I was in, which is a common problem for both of us. And sometimes we do, obviously, everyone knows this, no secret, we do date the same man.
Sometimes
one of us
night.
Needs to take a break.
Yeah. That's
and
handy.
Then we have a backup.
And as we were leaving, he said, I want you two to know, I don't even mind that you all are old.
No, yeah. He didn't.
Yes, so he did.
So we had sex with him anyway, and then we said, that's it.
He said, goodbye, sir. Anyway, that's fun.
That's a true story there, people.
that is a true story.
Also, I think we were talking about progesterone cream quite a bit, which is tipped us
off to
our advanced maternal age.
He insisted he did not need it.
He
said, it's not for you. It's not for you.
Tipping singers.
I'll never forget him.
Do people tip the singers?
I think
karaoke's hot or not.
Sometimes it's like...
Ooh, tell me about what kind
like
of tips?
It's almost like a church offering. Like, you know, ooh. When you're so moved and then all of a sudden they just come throw dollars at
That's
you.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
And consequently, they could throw fruit. Back in our day when people would throw rotten fruit in vaudeville shows.
Or beer bottles.
Old tomatoes.
Yeah. I think it would be nice if you had a gown that in sequins along the bosom, it said, your PayPal. So that people could just, you know, send money if they liked the performance.
She's I actually
so
have
cute.
That.
You do?
It's on a hoodie. I promise you.
Oh,
I have my QR code.
She's very cutting edge.
I swear.
Great minds.
Yes.
I thought
code.
I invented that, but of course not. This gal did.
Venmo underwear.
Oh, that's fun.
Not underwear.
Or that. Hey, that makes sense too.
I did not mean that.
Nance. She's funny tonight.
Let's talk about karaoke songs and snacks, like little pairings.
Pairing.
What about... Red Hot Chili Peppers. Well, enjoying some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
Does that make some sense?
Or Red Hot Tamales.
You're a singer, you're a chef. Yeah. I mean, would that whole experience, sensorial experience, make some sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what would you pair with a song by the band Cream?
Whipped cream, Chantilly.
Oh.
And actually whip it on stage.
Sure, and you could play something off that Herb Alpert album.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's such a dirty cover.
It's so dirty. You know, she's from Seattle.
No.
Yes.
This Seattle?
Yes, this Seattle. Oh. Can you believe it?
No,
beautiful.
I can. It's true. Terrible weather here. How about Hot Tuna?
Ew.
That is a band, isn't it, Hot Tuna?
I think it's a band.
Is someone's...
time to take a thyroid pill.
Thyroid medication. How about the Flying Burrito Brothers?
Now, is that a band that? Or
it's
is that
an actual band?
Are you kidding me?
Flying Burrito.
Obviously, neither you know anything about country or Western
that's
music.
That's a chicken
here.
Burrito.
That new Mariah Carey song.
It's a rap. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
For you, baby. It's a rap.
It's good.
It's top 40.
Perfect.
I'm gonna have to look that one up. Rocky Mountain Oyster String Band.
That's a band too?
Sister, if it's written down, it's real. In my world, what would you serve with it?
You don't have to serve Rocky Mountain Oysters, do
Clearly,
you?
Yeah, it just tastes just like chicken.
They're full of protein,
Absolutely.
Though. Full
Absolutely.
Of protein,
Naturally.
But very chewy.
If you ever go on branding day anywhere in Nevada in the spring, you will have a Rocky Mountain Oyster. Have you enjoyed them?
I've never partaken in any Rocky...
We've had all of
But look
everything.
At our guns. I mean, I look at this.
That's
look
very
at this.
Good for you.
Dang.
Natural. They just come like that. She doesn't work out. She
That's
doesn't belong
because
to the
I
gym.
Was born second. I had to claw my way out.
Don't believe it for a minute she was born first.
Okay, I'm a little older.
Okay, now I understand you have a famous vegan mac and cheese recipe.
Yes.
What would you pair, karaoke-wise, what song would you pair with the vegan mac and cheese?
You make me feel like a natural woman.
That's very good.
Because it smells natural. No preservatives, no additives.
Noodles, what you done to me?
You two are both so cheesy.
Okay, now this is the ultimate question for a couple of nut heiresses like us. What would you pair with a nice bowl of haughty filberts?
Around here, I believe they call them hazelnuts, which is kind of a fancy name. But we call them filberts because it is our fortune.
Behind these hazel eyes.
Oh, that's good.
That's a
Don't it make your brown eyes?
Oh, wait. Don't it make your hazel eyes nutty? That's not bad.
It's pretty bad.
Well, we're workshopping it.
Do you know if you are ever feeling a little peckish, feeling a little peakish, feeling just a little down, a little slow?
You need a little pick-me-up.
What do you do?
I'm going to tell you what you
do.
You get yourself a sack. You throw in a handful of nuts. Now, everywhere you go, you take that with you. Yeah. You feeling off kilter? Grab your nut sack.
Absolutely.
And you have a clean protein anytime you need it.
Absolutely.
If you can share your nut sack with a friend also, if it's big enough.
Yeah, to hold. Can you stick a panini in your purse?
No, it's too greasy. It falls right apart.
A chia smoothie, is that going to go in your handbag?
Nope. It also gets in your teeth. No. And I don't know what these people are walking around here with the green things in the cups. I don't want to know about that. They're smoking it or they're drinking it around here.
I don't want to talk about it. Speaking of green things, do you ever make turtle soup?
No.
We Googled you and we found it.
We heard you turtle.
You may or may not have turtles.
I'm thinking about making turtle soup. I actually have. No, look, listen.
Please explain.
Being at camp, I was trying to figure out how can I have a friend.
Sure.
I have a background check.
We already.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That one you got solved.
So I have two turtles that I have.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know, they smelled.
Oh.
We could have told you that.
I've never had a pet
We've
before.
Lived before.
This
a lot
is
of
like
days.
My first pet.
Oh, wow.
They smell really bad. No, yeah. Really bad. Hmm. And so, I've been having a love relationship. Do I, let it into the sound or do I, keep them?
Oh, I see.
We can have Jeff come take care of that. He takes care of all our pets.
Often when we go to these very fancy galas, people give us swag bags as they do to the wealthy people. But often there's, little dogs in these swag bags. And we travel so much. So we leave little dogs in the limo. That can be very hazardous during the summer.
Jeff just takes care of it.
And then our assistant takes care of our pets.
We can send Jeff over.
Okay. Yeah.
A turtle we don't know much about other than I know in Fort Lauderdale we've seen them.
Is it a big turtle, small turtles? And are they the kind that are going to live for 80 years?
Little ninja turtles. I think so.
Maybe they just need a little a turtle breath mint. Is there such a thing?
I don't know. I don't think it's because I don't think it's from the mouth.
I think it's an unusual pet to start with. Yeah. Sure. Put that up there.
We'll see the breath mint on the other side.
Yeah. Well, if you want Jeff to come,
Are you close to your parents?
Oh, very. My mom's at my cabin right now.
Oh, hello.
It's my mommy. Yeah.
She's with the stinky turtles. How lovely. How very nice of you. What a nice daughter.
You take care of them. I was like, here's your grandkids.
Now, you grew up in Tacoma, you said. What is Tacoma?
Yeah. It's literally right across the street from Point Defiance.
What's Point Defiance?
So, boom, you catch the South Ferry, the Point Defiance way, and that's pretty much all Tacoma.
That's Tacoma.
Yep.
We come in the way that the jet most easily.
Or the helicopter.
Yeah.
We have a band. We're not familiar.
Well, y'all fancy.
Well, yeah, it's true. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah. So, you're from there.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Tacoma like? Is it? It's more than Vashon, I should think.
Yeah, it's it's the armpit of Washington. it's the little dip.
It's the dip.
All right,
it's a little dip, man. But it's called the City of Destiny.
That's very intriguing. That.
Yeah, born and raised. It's the grit. It's the grit. The grind. It's everything. Yeah, made me who I am. Yeah, it's very different from Vashon.
Well, I should hope.
Yeah.
Because
once you cross that bridge, man, you're in the hood.
We need to go there.
I feel like we should.
This isn't a place for us so much.
Hello. Oh, does this mean we have to wrap it up?
This time is flying by.
We better hurry. We were going to talk about Rihanna's halftime show.
It was outstanding.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Pregnant.
Yeah.
On a platform.
This is our next What's in the News Today. And this is in a very... Thank you. What's on the news today? We want to talk about Rihanna. Is she pregnant?
I think she is. She's confirmed it now.
Was it fabulous?
She? Yeah.
She just had a baby.
No, is it mine? I saw the cutest tweet. Somebody said, right after she danced, and we were all like, is she pregnant? Isn't she? And he said, I don't know if Rihanna is pregnant, but after watching that performance, I know I am.
That was cute.
Isn't that cute?
That's cute.
She just had a baby in May.
This is what I love about Rihanna. And I think my sister and I were talking about this earlier. She just basically says, this is my thing. This is what I do. And when I'm up there, I don't have to do it for you.
I'm not trying to impress you. And she doesn't need to because I'm impressed.
There was minimal movement, but also she's on a giant platform and she's with child. So let's take it to a next
level. She shines bright. Like a diamond.
Yes, she does.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying so. I think we better jump right to our next segment.
We better because...
Anne and Nancy.
Oh, we're not having any nuts?
Oh.
All right. Eh. Wow. Next time, you can eat our nuts.
You just have to wait. Now, people write us letters looking for
advice.
We've
been around, obviously.
That's right.
Thank you. Sorry.
You're doing perfect.
Sorry.
Listen, dear Anne and Nancy, that's what they wrote in the letter. I find myself in a real dilemma. I have a new job that I love. My new boss and coworkers go out once a month to enjoy cocktails, bar food, and karaoke.
Oh, nice.
I enjoy bar food, but I do not drink too often, and I have never, ever been to a karaoke bar. I have seen the movie where Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis are karaoke singers. Mm. I enjoy that movie very much, but I can't compete with them or that short fellow who is in that movie where he hated Malo. I don't even sing in the shower. I'm terrified that I won't become one of the gang if I don't join in, but I'm more terrified to join in. Help. Signed, not even karaoke curious.
What is he asking for here? He's going on a date and he wants to be a part of the crowd.
He's got a job where they all sing karaoke, but he's so scared.
Oh. I got it.
So he doesn't know
what to do. I thought he was trying to impress a woman. All right.
Well, maybe his boss is a woman.
Open your mouth up and sing.
What do you think, Chantel?
I mean, there's different ways you can play this. One, if you're scared, you can always not do it. It's not a big deal.
You don't have to sing karaoke. You don't have to sing it.
It's a lot like lovemaking.
Yes.
Two, you can always invite a friend on.
Oh, also like lovemaking.
Yeah. Always invite a person that's like a super singer because they're always going to want to be on
there
stage.
You go. Mm-hmm.
And they're just kind of be in the background. You know?
That's very smart.
Oh, the buddy system. We've done it all our lives. Also in lovemaking.
Yep. And then it's just pick a song that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to sing it perfect, but you know the song.
Yeah.
There's songs out there that everybody loves.
Elton John, obviously.
Sure.
Everyone knows.
Sure.
Crocodile Rock.
Yes.
Being one.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Stuck in my head.
Johnny Ray. You know.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Britney Spears. Hit Me Baby One More Time. Who doesn't know that? Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way. Who doesn't know
the
that
audience
song?
Is going to sing along.
Yeah.
You become less important at
that
point.
Yeah.
You're very good at this.
Very nice.
You could be
very
a karaoke inclusive. Consultant.
I could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
That's good advice. We better get to our next segment.
Dang it. So we had to skip the nut of the night, which we were very excited about because, first of all, we knew you'd be able to impress us.
That's true.
Next time.
But
now we got to go because this guy says so. Okay, all night you're like, who is Nan? Who is Nancy? I'm so confused. We don't wear name tags because we wouldn't want to do this to this fabric, this beautiful fabric. Mm-hmm. And so...
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to ask you to close your eyes. The FCC has said we can't blindfold our guests anymore.
You can't?
Isn't that awful?
Oh, boring.
Yeah. Would you mind closing your eyes with your consent?
And you're going to have to figure out if it's Ian or Nancy touching you.
Okay.
Okay.
While you enjoy the dulcet sounds of Charo that you just heard.
In your memory.
But we don't want to pay royalties, so it's too quick. Close your eyes, Chantel. And no peeking.
Don't peek.
This would never happen in Tacoma is all I'm going to say right now.
Or would it?
Is that sandpaper?
It's sambal.
Moisturizer. Is it? I think it's a trick. I think it's the engineer.
Oh!
It's the engineer.
You found out his dirty...
I'm touching myself.
His dirty secret.
That's the first time somebody's lost this game, I have to say. But that's okay. You're still a winner in our
You're
race,
the
Chantel.
Biggest loser tonight, Chantel Jackson.
Congratulations. Would you ever consider relocating to Germany?
Yeah, for some good chocolate.
There you go.
Oh,
there you go.
Pay me in chocolate.
There you go. I like your just jump right in and don't ask any other questions. Yeah, they have wonderful hamburger there. The men are very hairy.
That's right.
I mean, you got to be into that. Me, I'm into a very hairless ankle. Yeah. My sister likes a very
I like hair.
Fuzzy.
I like
person.
It all. All the hair. Thank you to our guest, Chantel Jackson. What a delight you were. Stay in the conversation with us. You can rate us on the podcast places.
We're going to see you next time here on the broadcast where we chat with our guests, Tina Turner and Tina Fey.
That's going to be fun.
I have all the Tinas. It's Tina's twice.
Goodbye, Vashon. Stay beautiful.
Oh, just keep doing what you're doing.
Good night.